Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESC Insight calling. You know, everyone else thinks it's New Year. Us Eurovision fans, we know that was September the 1st. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. As the calendar year draws to a close, I got a lot of excitement coming up for you over the next 20 minutes as we look at what's coming up in the Eurovision Song Contest during the 2017-18 season and in the new year. Lots to get you excited. We run down news from all the national finals. We're going to learn who's going to Eurovision. We've got one more name put in there, where you can get tickets, what's going on, and a little bit of German stompy folk disco rock thing to keep you happy and excited and possibly considering a trip to somewhere in Germany. My notes say where the national final is, but now I can't remember. It's somewhere in the middle. Let's do it that way. Before all that, thank you to all of you out there who have signed up to support us on Patreon over the last week or two. It's very much appreciated. As I've said before, nothing's wrong with the site, and we're not going anywhere. We're not locking up any content. We're just looking to have ESC Insight become self-sufficient in terms of funding for bandwidth and server costs and support contracts, and also to support the team as we go out and create that content about the Eurovision Song Contest that we know you all love. Please go along, visit patreon.com/ESC Insight to see the exclusive rewards that we can give to you if you decide to support us. Small monthly donation, $1 a week, $4 a month. You know, you can go higher than that if you like, but just a little bit will go a long way to helping us make some great content throughout the rest of this season. And speaking about the rest of this season, let's do that now. Yes, we have a name. Are you all excited? Yay! Do you already know who it is? Well, you know, we've got the hardcore Eurovision fans listening to the podcast. I'm pretty sure many of you will know that Albania and their Festivali I Kenyas have actually given us our first song of the year. It's called Mal, and it was performed, written and sung by Eugen Bushpepa. He will be taking that song to the song contest in May, he said. He also says that he's going to keep it in Albanian as well. It does need to come down to 3-minute edits, so there's going to need some careful scissoring there, as we saw with Occidentalis Karma last year, that when you've got a lovely structure at 3:40, 3:50, getting it down to 3 minutes can really kill off the rhythm. But we'll see what happens with that one. It was 100% jury selection, worth noting there, but it did go big in the hole. Thanks, Ken. Everybody seems to be in agreement that that's a fair one. In terms of the bigger picture of the song contest this year, we're still at 43 entries. Yay! Even though there have been some noises from Kazakhstan about they've had an entry in singers confirmed by Portugal, so they'll be there in 2018. That earned a very quick and very official statement from the EBU. However, since Channel 31 is outside the European broadcasting area and is also not a member of the Council of Europe, it is not eligible to become an active member of the EBU. Still, that hasn't stopped Australia. Kazakhstan aside, we have the 43 entries. With Albania, we now have 7 artists. We have 2 song titles. We have 1 song released, Australia's the other one there. But that song, of course, does require edits. So really, we have artists and a hint of a song, but not much else. Over the next 10 weeks, we're going to hear all of them. Second wave of tickets for Eurovision went on sale just before Christmas. They sold out pretty quickly. A lot of issues with the queuing system involved and lots of discussion about the ticketing system and going on. Look, it's worth pointing out here that the ticketing is done by the host broadcaster every year, so something gets tendered out every year. But I think there is an argument for the EBU having a centralised approach on this. They shouldn't make one themselves. After all, it's only one thing a year, and the EBU have to do stuff for all of their members. But they can do multi-year tender for press services, for web hosting, for back-end registration and tracking systems. So why not a multi-year tender for ticketing, which has much stricter anti-touting measures involved? Certainly one that I think the EBU should be considering as we go forward. Final note from the big picture, congratulations to Polina Budzinska, who walked away with the trophy. With the prize for Eurovision Young Dancer 2017, taking that trophy back home to Poland. Yeah. Okay, one set of results to go through. Well, I say one to go through, and we're going to be very brief on this one. But over in Israel, the audition rounds of the Next Star are over, so that marathon is over, just in time for Lithuania's marathon to start. In broad strokes, 71 qualified, one pulled up at the fence of busy scheduling, and the 70 that are left will now race for 20 spots in the main show. In terms of you, those of you who like bouncing around European national finals, tickets are now available for France, Norway and Switzerland. France will be recording its two semi-finals on January the 8th and January the 9th at the Studio de France. Check the broadcaster's website for details on those. Norway, one-shot national final with 10 singers, Saturday, March the 10th. It's at the Oslo Spectrum. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.no, 430 or 225 NOK there for the tickets. Switzerland, big note here, it's in Zurich. Those of you who are expecting to Kreuzlingen Constance sitting on the border, SRF Studios in Zurich. Tickets are free on that one, but reservations are required in advance. So pop yourself along to SRF's website there as well. Right then, let's run down all the news that we've got from the national finals. I'll take a quick drink, you have a jingle, and we'll come back, get your diaries ready. Lots to go through. This is going to be fun. Right then, let's start with Armenia, who have announced the 20 runners for Depi Evrasli. Two names of note here, Amalaya Margain, who's the backing singer for Artsvix in the Eurovision just passed, and Tamar Kaprelian, who's a member of Genealogy in 2015. Lots going on in Belarus. Alexeev was rumoured to be entering the Ukrainian national final, had seemingly sent in an application, but has asked it to be withdrawn at the same time rumours kicked off about him being in the Belarusian national final. No confirmation just yet on that one, but do watch there. If he is in the running, he's going to be installed as the favourite. As the team over at Weeby Blogs notes, Alexeev has got connections in the Belarusian music industry and recently won Best Male Singer at the National Liga Awards in Belarus. So, you know, widen up the odds, why not? BTRC have confirmed they've had over 30 submissions for the process, including returns for Janet Provotskaya and Alexander Chai. There will be an internal shortlisting on January the 11th. No national final date has yet been announced. They can have up to 13 performers in the national final, but they don't necessarily have to fill all 13 spots. Bulgaria, as we know, is going for an internal selection, but there's some canny PR going on from Christian Kostov at the moment. Previously said, nope, done Eurovision, enough is enough. Has now changed that to never say never again. Presumably whoever does get picked by BNT at the end of all this will have to sing a cover of Octopussy. Estonia have released all the national final songs on the SDLL website. Most of them are popping up on YouTube as well. General consensus is Stig Rasta, once more, is the fan favourite as we go into that. We're getting semi-finals for those recorded in February. France, as you've already noted, tickets are going to be available for Destination Eurovision now. The first show we broadcast on January the 13th. We don't have other transmission dates as yet, but if we assume they're weekly, the second semi-final would be on January the 20th and the final will be on January the 27th. That space feels about right. It's 9 songs per semi-final, 5 will fall, 4 from each will go through to the national final. Also worth noting, if it is January the 27th, that would be our next national final after Albania, unless somebody sneaks in super early like Belarus. But it looks like France is going to be our second song, certainly selected through competitive elements. Germany have whittled down their 400 applications to 6 runners. It's going to be a one-shot national final. Everybody will run on Thursday, February the 22nd. Xavier Darcy, Ivy Quinlu, Rick, Michael Schultz, Netia Tadua and Fox Club are your 6. Ask me right now, I am going to put my favourite pin on Vox Club, purely because I already like the music, because they're in that big folk rock stompy thing. You'll get a blast of them coming up. Stay tuned for that one. Not that you can detune a podcast. Radio Instinct's kicking in there. Anyway, been following Vox Club for a couple of years now. Thanks for that, Mr. Elder. It's nice to see them make the jump. To be fair, though, the last band that I've been following for a couple of years that made the jump to the German national final were the Baseballs. So that's the commentator's curse of death put on Vox Club. Hungary, one change to note, and Adal Nemzinsekar have withdrawn and are going to be replaced by Vicky Singh, who got through to the semi-final in Adal 2017. Heat 1 on that starts on the 20th of January with a final on the 24th of February. As already mentioned, Lithuania's marathon will be getting underway. The exact date is January the 6th. No end date or final show has yet been announced. Of course it hasn't. It's Lithuania. That's what they do. 13 acts have been announced for Heat 1. Lots of new talent here. A lot of people coming up from The Voice and the other talent shows. Notably, two entrants from the national final last year, Ieva Zimuzetskid and Beres Maiksuskat, are through there into Heat 1. And I will keep you abreast of the rules as they become clear as the podcasts carry on. Montenegro, national final February the 17th at the Podrivas Hilton. About 30 songs have been submitted and are on the long list. We'll be keeping an eye out for that cutting down and getting our finalists announced in the near future. Hey, anyway, we're about halfway through. It's okay, we can get there. Be strong. There we go. Poland. Deadline for submissions is February the 1st. Last year it was like mid-January, then they extended it. Now they just went for the extended date straight off. Once they've got everybody in on the 1st, they'll have a listen. They will announce the actual finalists for the national final on February the 6th. There's a change of rules, which means Polish and non-Polish can enter. Songs must be in Polish or English. Also, lots of rumours going around that Mike Starling is going to come up with an 80s cock rock number with lots of hair and a bit of ballad and a bit of power, because that's what he does. Portugal, little note here, artist reveal for Festival de Caracao will be on January the 18th. They're busy building up the stage and designs and everything else, so that's all going on nicely. Romania, 72 went in, 12 fell, so we now have 60 on the long list for the semi-final. That's just great. You're 60. You know, if you were one of the 12, it's like, how bad do you feel? Right then. Anyway, of that 60, names that will be recognisable to us include Feli, Minhai, Zandra and Alex Florea. Alex is going to have fun because Inika is on the jury panel as well. Of course, did a little bit of yodeling together on their cannons in Kiev. Live final for that will happen February the 25th. The semi-finals, which will presumably happen beforehand, to be confirmed. San Marino, we thought 1 in 360 would bring us 10 in the final round. Turns out we have 11. Three wild cards and 8 from the internal selection. Names here to pick out. Finland's Emma Sandström, who had a stage malfunction with Circle of Light at UMK last year. Two singers from Malta who will be recognisable to fans of MESC, Franklin Kalasia and Jessica, popping up in the San Marino selection as well. And we have one San Marinese singer in there who's one of the three wildcards, and that is Irol. So I'll be cheering for him. Finally here, Spain and the five finalists for Operation Triunfo will be presenting their songs for Europe ahead of the final episode of the talent show in Spain. Notably, these songs are all going to be in Spanish. What they said is nothing's going to be in English, so you never know, they might actually send something in Catalan, but I suspect it will be something Spanish. Right then, as promised, get your German boots on. We're going to go for a little bit of a stomp with Vox Club. Rock Me, it's a track that is 19 million views on YouTube. You know, that is a ridiculously big number. And, you know, there's going to be lots of, I think there's a big jury and a little jury and then the public vote going on in the German national final. I have a sneaky suspicion Vox Club are going to walk the public vote. So the question is, whatever song they come up with, will it have jury appeal? They are definitely now in the mix. You know, that said, they might drop the ball. They might come out with something that's just absolutely rubbish. But I suspect they will be solid. They'll have a huge fan base. And given the strength of something like Rock Me, if they get through, this is something you're going to hear in the Euroclub a lot. And certainly, it's going to be sitting on everybody's playlist of, what else does this band do? What else does Vox Club do? Well, they take that bit from Queen's We Will Rock You and have some fun with it.
Wenn der Maibaum wieder am Dorfplatz steht,
wenn der Maibaum wieder am Dorfplatz
steht. Und sich alles um die Maden dreht.
Und sich alles um die Maden dreht.
Wenn sie ihre heißen Dirndln zeigen.
Wenn sie ihre heißen Dirndln zeigen.
Und wir Burschen uns die Augen rein.
Und wir Burschen uns die Augen rein.
Auf geht's, jetzt ist wieder so weit. Oder was ist dir lieber? Rock me halt noch. Schau mir in die Augen, Kleine, du bist der ganze feine. Rock me halt noch. Radio, Radio, bis der Tanzboden kocht. Und jetzt fangt die Nacht erst richtig an.
Und jetzt fangt die Nacht erst richtig an.
Jedes Mal greift sich einen Mann.
Jedes Mal greift sich einen Mann.
Ja, dann kocht in uns das Wahnsinnsgefühl.
Ja, dann kocht in uns das Wahnsinnsgefühl.
Weil so jeder halt nur wissen will.
Weil so jeder halt nur wissen will.
Auf geht's, jetzt ist's wieder so weit. Oder was ist dir lieber? Rock me halt noch. Schau mir in die Augen, Kleine, du bist der ganze Feine. Rock me halt noch. Radio, Radio, bis der Tanzboden kommt.
Schell, schell,
komm, zeig mir noch ein bisschen, ich will's ein bisschen wissen. Rock me halt noch. Tanz mal am ruhigen Schieber. Oder was ist dir lieber? Rock me halt noch.
Hey, rock me there from Vox Club. Can we have some of that for Eurovision, please? Germany already 1/6 of the way there. There are 5 other performers taking place in that national final, but let's face it, I have... Right, moving on. What do we have? Recently between the Christmas New Year period, we were going to publish our thing about Fanhouse Media. And to be fair, we still have that ready to go. But with Ed Sheeran reaching number one in the UK with a song that basically was released in March, charted back in March because it was on his album, and then died away, and then was sort of rejuvenated in September, and then a four-week campaign kicked in to get it to the Christmas number one spot. I went... That's a bit like a song in a national final. You peak at the national final, then it goes quiet, and then you have a 4-week campaign until you get to the grand final of Eurovision, and you try and get everybody across the continent to buy it or vote for it. So I've written up an article back on ESC Insight about the PR campaign and the tricks that Ed Sheeran used would be useful for those countries and delegations that are looking to do a big PR campaign for the Eurovision Song Contest. Check that back at the website, escinsight.com. Newsletter from John Paul Lucas is going out regularly as well. Podcasts are going to go weekly from now. So I'll catch you back here on the podcast in 7 days' time, at which point we're going to pretty much go, hey, a couple of things happened, and here's some stuff, and here's some stuff. I'm going to get you all this stuff, crank the tension up as we get closer and closer to May. But in the meantime, we've got 2 days left to go in 2017 on the calendar. So ESPN's traditional musical moments of the year are going to be posted up on the site. Staff of Insight are going to be going on Saturday, and our friends around the parish from Jukebox Juries, from podcast interviews, from some of the other websites that we love, are going to be pitching in with their picks as well. And you're welcome to join in the comments. And finally, just remember, we do have that Patreon project running. Nothing is going to get removed from me inside. All is well. We just like you to consider supporting its website, starting from $1 a week. Visit patreon.com/ESCInsight, and you will get more details. There'll be exclusive content there for those of you who sign up, including a podcast called Eurovision Decades. But rest assured, all those podcasts will start and end with the guitars.